Hello, strangers. Welcome to Season 2, Episode 3, where we continue to dive straight into the heart of Monte Cook's Numenera tabletop system. There's not much to say, other than I appreciate you, all 8 of you, and you know who you are, because you're listening right now. Stick around for the after show, and let's tell some stories.
Roll once, then twice to escape the starlight, but now let's fight, let's sing the shit tonight. Ray guns, laser swords, now use words with syllables that poison the earth. Drink it up, smoke it up, boss battles be basic. I'm riding dirty at my enemies' faces. You can't contain this stagger when I'm rolling with loot and dagger.
You'd like to know about my employers, Ringer and the Bean. Wait, are they wanted? Never mind. I'll comply regardless. For a drink, of course. Now, where to begin? Let's see, how did I meet them? I simply came to Baytown, heading the call of fate. And there they were, Ringer and the Bean. A curious sort, but then again, who am I to judge? It did not take long before we struck a deal. They would repair my parts, and I would become the bodyguard. So here I am, Shanti Marquise, professional ruin hunter and collector of synthetic arms and legs. You know, since I go through them with all the ruin hunting. But you were more interested in the old Herald and Pierce people, huh? Fine, we talk. I do not know where they went. But from what I hear, they left in a flash. That's a joke if you know a Herald and Miller joke. Anyways, The Hive. You know that we are a new show sponsored by the collective minds of Queen Numa the Destroyer. Yes, they've been keeping up. And if you're to believe anything The Hive says, and you should, you would believe they were heading to Jute to save some girl and her brother from the wicked arms of the Sacred Sun. Ta-ta-ta! Abraham Brass sure sounds like a jackass, doesn't he not? Yes, I think so.
Science Peak needs your help.
What, this girl? Oh, she reached out through the data sphere. But who knows, huh? It could be an echo from the past. Or a wisp fluttering through the cosmos in front of a long-forgotten piece of Numenera. Just fluttering its little wisp wing things. Causing all kinds of things happening with the wisp wings. Isn't that a saying? The wisp flaps its wings somewhere in the South Pacific and then chaos erupts? I don't know the first thing about wisp. So what you telling me about wisp? But my point remains. It was her who reached out to the datasphere, and you should never trust the datasphere. Anyways, this girl who was taken by the Sacred Sun, she had asked them to come to Jute, and that is precisely where Ringer and the Bean were headed until they were ambushed by Marcadian soldiers. Now, had they taken me, I would have warned them. You see, the Marcadian soldiers do not just ambush anyone. I believe that Ringer and the Bean were set up. I believe that they were chosen for death, and that these Marcadian soldiers interrupted their lightning ride. Anyways, let us not talk any longer of ambushes, huh? Ringer and the Bean, those two will be fine. I'm kind of sure of that. What? You want to know why I do not trust the data sphere? Well, I have a quick story for you. You see, my friend Rupert was an explorer of some esteem and took me on an adventure. This adventure took us to a place named the Siren's Peak. We were following a distress call made through the datasphere. Does that sound familiar? Anyways, Siren's Peak is a floating island far south of here, and it took us a great amount of effort to reach it. and even greater still to reach its center. Once there, we found a giant made of shimmering energy whose face was replaced by a portal. Do not laugh, this is serious. This giant chose Rupert. Of course, by chose I mean he ate my friend. He grabbed my friend, he tossed him into his weird portal mouth, and walked off. I, of course, ran as far as I could run, away from the island, away from Siren's Peak forever. Now, I will tell you, Rupert's cries still echo today in the Datasphere. You can hear it on this little device I picked up from Pierce Ringer himself. Come closer. Let me show you.
Shantae, can you hear me? If you can hear me, come back. We need you.
Okay, so Pierce, meanwhile, is...
In memory.
Pierce, meanwhile, is walking towards the inn, or, you know, the sort of the central part of town, the central gathering place, maybe the pub.
Yeah, there's
the
a town circle, something. And there's like a fountain with like water coming out of it, and
I stay away from the water.
Pierce is looking around, trying to see if he can find any persons of interest. He wants to go to the inn and ask for Ivana, or where he can find Ivana. Since that's
so, good. You guys are walking towards the town center. You fix yourself up with a memory, and then you actually there's some. At this point, it's midday. Most people are out in the farms, tending the crops. There is a stand where there's a lady there who has like all kinds of oddities and curiosities, kind of marked up as like farm tools.
Okay.
You know, like you can recognize as kind of a local cipher hunter. She probably wouldn't call herself a cipher hunter. She's like middle-aged. She has like a leather kind of armor on and looks like she goes out hunting for these type of things. She's tending to the shop, but there is an inn. If you'd like to go into the inn / it's all in one. It's like an inn bar area. Then sure, her cart is right in front of there.
Pierce gravitates towards the cart.
Okay.
Sees some stuff that, it's like, hello, I see you have some wares here. I'd like to ask you about some of your stuff.
Always good to have strangers coming in and looking through my goods, so have a look.
He's, of course, really curious, so Pierce is looking around at stuff. Maybe like roll to see if I see anything, because I may want to buy something.
Yeah. This will be a standard task, so beat a six. Step two, beat a six. This is like an intelligence, just looking 12. Around. 12?
See if there's anything good.
Yeah. What you see, everything here is pretty average and mundane. But you could roll a d6. That's how many ciphers you can pick from. And each of these...
One.
There's one good cipher here. There are two pills. And these pills... And she just go, what's that? And she looks at it, oh, you swallow one. Your friend or someone else swallows the other. And for an hour, you can telepathically communicate with each other. Is this something you're interested in?
It is interesting.
Five Shen.
Would you be willing to barter for something? I have a few goods myself. I have here Bricklebrack Speed Goo.
Speed Goo?
Speed Goo.
And her mind starts searching around and you can see like she's looking at the farmer she's trying to sell to. Like, Speed Goo. Could this be put on the Broxen? That the farmers use to tend to the...
It certainly can. Oh. And it would speed them up for...
The Broxen are like oxen, but they're also like bigger than oxen. They have a couple of horns on their head. A couple extra horns.
This Broxen could probably do 4 times the amount of work in about an hour.
Deal. She hands you the telepathy implants. Implants.
So this is just what he sees as far as ciphers? Or what he asked about?
This is what he's looking around. She has it's a cart, and it has all kinds of like little doodads, big doodads. There's like a helmet, looks like a Viking helmet. But the horns are like see-through, and you can put your hands through them.
So I don't suppose I can look and see what I notice, or is that just kind of basically what's on there?
You can try to do the same. It's a standard roll, beat a six. All right.
Six.
And roll a D. Yeah.
Four.
You see four more items. You see these things.
So while he's looking over
So you continue looking over the cart.
So you seem to you have a good placement for your shop here in front of the inn. Does it...
Do we can. We don't get a lot of strangers, but some people pass through here to get to other places. And the local farmers somewhat make do. And I also their local trader. So once a month when the crops are in, I take them to town.
Does the name Ivana ring a bell?
Why?
I have some business.
She looks uneasy and she looks around... Listen, you seem like a reasonable sort.
By the way, while I'm doing that, I'm mind reading her.
Okay.
There's nothing I want.
Okay. Her surface mind is thinking, are these guys like the other guys? Are these guys like the cult? She doesn't trust you guys right now. Mm-hmm. That's the surface mind. And she's searching for all manner to get out of the conversation.
Okay. And what was the last thing she said to him?
Like, you seem like a trusting sort, but... Why are you asking? And that's basically last that she said.
I'm Pierce Ringer. I'm here to... She called me.
She called you.
I understand there's probably other people asking about her as well, but we're here to get her away from those...
So you're here to save her?
Find her and bring her home.
Why don't you get a seat at the bar?
Do you have coffee?
I'll find Gale. What is coffee?
I'll show you. Go to the bar and... Ask for some hot water.
I'll find Gail. She's the leader of Jute.
Sure thing. I'll be at the bar.
And she makes sure before she leaves her post that you guys go to the bar. And she activates a couple ciphers. And her cart is in a shield. And she walks
That's
away.
That's neat. I go to the bar, ask for some hot water. And
in the bar, there's...
A little French press.
Yeah. There's a, looks like it's just a grizzled old man. It's like, hey, you there.
How you doing, sir?
Hey, what you want?
Hot water.
Hot water? We don't get that. Nah. You wanted hot water?
Yes, just a cup of hot water.
All right. What if I got you regular water and you make it hot yourself? Because I don't really have a heating machine. Do you have a heating machine?
You've got your portable... He's got his portable coffee maker, so... Yeah.
Hold on. Get you your water less hot, more normal.
Normal water's fine.
Normal water for you.
Where are you from? Right,
while you're back there, let me... can I have an ale?
We got all the ale you could want.
That's what I'll have.
It's ale season. Straight from the brewery.
Excellent.
He points at the brewery. That's the brewery.
Thank you for that
information. I've owned this brewery for maybe 30 years. The best ale you'll have in your lifetime.
For the fuck of it? I'm going to just read his mind. See if he really believes his own hype.
He believes that no. You go through, like, memories. Everyone's like, oh, that's good ale. Oh, that's good ale. That's really good ale. And he's thinking to himself, yeah, it is good ale, isn't it? Yeah. There's a younger person going, hey, you like the ale? Good. It's good ale. It's my secret recipe. Not telling a soul.
What's in it?
Roll me. This is a difficult task. This guy is kept
Harold,
in the back of his
doing,
mind.
Man?
Beat a
you
12.
Don't leave this guy's brain alone.
A 9.
Okay. I can always tell.
Yeah, when I'm and doing. I'm gonna put effort into it.
I can always tell when Harold's doing the mind thing. I can just kind of see.
So it's gonna be the 6.
He has like a far off look where his eyes kind of roll up a little bit.
7.
You know the secret recipe, and it's a. There's some wheatgrass that only grows around the area. There's some other little flavors and things that can only be grown around the area. So you know that if you were to ever recreate this, it has to be regional.
Harold, what did you just do?
What ale for you? That's what I'm gonna get.
Let me,
and he slowly,
let me try. I grab it.
He slowly goes.
When you try this, you gain temporarily. On your next roll of might, You gain basically the advantage on it. Roll twice. That's what I'm going to say. This is kind of a, just a,
little fifth edition flavor to it. A little fifth D&D to it.
And I now know how to make it. Mm-hmm.
You can only
I'm bringing this back to the shop.
If you drink... Now, here's what you know, though. If you drink two of these, you start taking steps down. And the difficulty starts getting... starts increasing the more you drink this. But you get might advantage checks.
What's the secret ingredient?
Limit?
It's going to be one thing.
Limit of four. You can only have four of these ales before... You are unconscious.
Okay, what's the I'm just gonna like notate. So let's say like the lemongrass is the secret ingredient.
Yeah, we'll say the secret that really shines is that there's got to be a place around here that has a special like moss that he's putting in here. That's like this special moss that's just
or like it's filtered. The water's filtered
the
that
water
moss.
Through it. You know, like
yeah. So it has to be made here.
Yeah.
I look at the barkeep before he goes back and gets me like a cup of water. It's like, I love the lemongrass.
You have a keen palate. Keen palate on you. Name Shoney, fellas.
I like this ale. I'd like to maybe possibly work something out with you to get it over in Baytown.
You can tell that he's like been thinking about this for a while. I tell you what, I've been wanting to get this out.
I own a beverage.
To the masses, they must know that my secret ale is.
What do you call this ale, Shoney?
I call it Shoney's Ale.
That's a wonderful name.
Old ale. I call it Shoney's
Shoney,
Old Ale.
I own a beverage shop myself. Want to try this? This is what I sell. Hand him a cup of coffee.
He slurps it.
Oh, that's nice.
Ah.
I feel younger.
It'd be great if he actually...
Spry. Clever.
Wait till you start coming down off of it, Shoney.
More persuasive.
I tell you what, Shoney.
Maybe I can now finally get...
Agnes to look at me and pay attention.
Oh, God.
I've been eyeing Agnes for 20 years now.
And you hear in the back, like, Shoney, stop it.
Oh, Gail. When are you gonna realize you're the one for me?
Why does his wife have a deeper voice than he does?
Oh, it's not his wife.
Shoney, once we once we finish the business here, I'll come back and work out something to get some stuff over to our inn at Baytown.
That would be great.
How long do you think some Broxen could take? You know, maybe how many kegs of this can you bring over to Baytown?
I could make a keg a week, maybe, if I had all the right utensils.
I wish the people listening could actually see when James does this, he's actually shaking like he's got Parkinson's.
Well, I'll do,
maybe if I had a helping hand.
I'll do, I might be able to work something out.
Right now, we just got the McGillity boys. They help me out. They bring it in.
Maybe we'll work something out. I can do about 2 shin per keg that you make, and that'll help you hire somebody in. Does that sound fair?
Oh, I like that.
How much are these ales?
They're a shin a piece.
I toss them 5.
That's great. You boys look loaded. Would you like another beer? Or ale?
I'm good, Shoney. I think we need to talk with Gail.
Gail's like, Shoney, scat.
Shoney's you must like, be Gail.
She looks like a battle-hardened old woman. She has a few scars on her face. She actually has some tattoos on her arm.
A little more burlier than Shoney is.
Little, yeah. Shoney's still walking out to the... He's really slow.
I promise I'm not hearing a thing back here. I'm going as fast as I can.
Can it, Shoney.
Okay.
She sits down at the bar with you guys. She goes, talk. Who are you? Why are you asking?
I'm Pierce Ringer. Ivana sent a message to me. It seemed really urgent. I need to get any information that you have.
Well, considering Ivana hasn't, or her brother haven't been here in a year since she was taken from us.
Where would they have taken her? And who?
You're talking about the Sacred Son. Well, they show up about once a year and they take what they want. Nothing I can do about it. They've started taking people in the last few years, and I imagine not just from here, but from other cities as well. Small towns, people can't really fend for themselves.
Do you know where they take them?
No. I do know when it becomes season, I suppose you can call it. No one goes around Dog Lake. I imagine that's where they go.
When is this, this season?
Oh, we're right in season.
Where's Dog Lake from here?
She points, there's a map of the region up on the wall. And Dog Lake looks like it's about, maybe half day journey by foot, not that far. She reached out.
Yeah.
How?
Can't really explain it. That point, Pierce points up to the gazer. She talked to me through this.
She looks at that and sniffs a little bit and just kind of, well,
if you boys are in the business of rescuing, then food's on the house. Any equipment you need on the house. The inn on the house.
I think just a place to stay for the night, I don't think we'll need much in the way of equipment.
Give my granddaughter back. Pierce, get her back. My grandson.
We'll do what we can. We'll head out in the morning.
Wait, she said grandson? Did she mention it took her the son too? It was a girl.
Well, a sidebar out of context. It was the girl and her brother.
Okay, I thought it was just one. Never mind. That's just me. That's just me forgetting.
Yeah, you're forgetting. You would have known.
What's your name?
My name's Harold Green. I make coffee.
So you're a coffee maker. What do you do?
Adventure. I'm in the business of solving problems.
He's my muscle.
No. No, I'm not.
I look down at him.
All right. Well, Harold, Pierce, if you can get them back, we'll be in your debt. Till then, anything I can help with, I will. And I'll tell the town to cooperate.
We just need a little bit of rest, and then we'll head out in the morning over to Dog Lake.
Wait, we haven't been here that long.
But it was like, what, late afternoon when we showed up?
It was, like mid-afternoon.
Yeah.
So like 1.
Yeah, 1 p.m. Like, could be 1 p.m.
It's like 2, 2.30 now.
Yeah, but if it's half a day, we're going to show up at night. And I am not fast traveling with you anymore.
Well, well, if you're going to sit here, I'm going to... I might benefit me to scout the area a little bit.
Yeah.
I can... While you're resting, I can be back and forth here pretty quickly.
I just... Pierce is going to take the afternoon to walk around, kind of talk with people around the town, try to get an idea of what happens when these people come in and they're taken. What are they like? Do they wear armor? Do they seem intelligent or do they seem brutish?
Gotcha.
Things like
no, that. No, you're trying to generally get a feel for these guys come around every year. That's what much as you know. And they kind of do kind of take... Now, as you're talking with everyone, there's like a half and half view on it. Obviously, they took the story from Gail is that they took her grandchildren. You talk to maybe a couple of other people, and they, just like any town, they had their own theories that perhaps the grandchildren left on their own accord. Because for years, the Sacred Son would come by and they would just trade. They would trade ciphers from places they've been for food. And every year they do grab food. They grab food, they grab general supplies is what you find out they've been grabbing.
Like taking, you mean?
And so what are the... So the people that do come in that do this, what do they generally
sometimes want? They take if they don't have the money for it, is what you've been hearing.
And they're, so they're kind of general ruffians, armored...
They all wear robes, a couple of them. Generally, there's one guy that comes with them, and he's the big muscle brute. His name is Gregor.
Gregor. Of course, it has to be a Gregor. The Hound.
Generally accompanied with Gregor. Gregor's been doing this for about 10 years, and he's usually accompanied by three others. The others, you don't know their names. They aren't allowed to talk, except for Gregor, who does all the talking. Sometimes Gregor is generous and offers ciphers and shen. Other times he says times are hard and he's not offering any ciphers or shen. Give what you can or I'm taking it. Sometimes, depending on who you ask, the people say that Gregor will take people and just take them and nothing you can do about it. These cultists do have, they're armored, they have weapons. This town isn't equipped to really handle these guys.
So Pierce...
Dale has fought in the past, especially this last year. One of her scars is from when Gregor basically slapped her down and took her grandchildren.
So Pierce gets all the information, goes back to the inn.
Yeah.
Settles down.
All right. And then he's settling in for the night.
Yeah. And then he's doing...
I'm zipping over to Dogwood.
Dog Lake.
Dog Lake.
I'm going to...
Without him? You're going to go zip over there?
I'm gonna go over there within sit. I'm gonna start kind of looking around, surveying the area. I'm gonna take my time to make sure there's no like trap set up or anything like that. You know, patrols watching, and just see what I can and just kind of see what I can see. See if there's an actual camp there.
Hmm. All right.
Basically, just doing recon.
I get you. So just give me. We're gonna get a recon check. This will be. This will actually be. Intimidating. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be a difficulty of 6. Mm-hmm. So beat an 18. Now, it's like recon. It's like just a general intelligence check. So
I'll take it down one.
Right. So that's going to be a 15.
15. Okay. And I'll expend max effort I can on this.
Okay.
So I'll spend another 5. So take it down 3 more steps. So, a 6.
Well, your initial one, now if you're...
That cost, so you only have 2 more.
Yeah.
And that's 4.
So is that now 4?
Yep.
Well, it was a 5. I have effort of 3.
It was a 6 initially. Mm-hmm. And you can spend, if you're doing max, what's the max effort you can spend?
3.
3, plus 3. I have my free one.
No, you don't have a 3.
That's part of the... You can always just, basically spend 1 effort in a given moment, but... That's not part of what you can, your maximum effort. You don't get a free one and then start spending.
Okay, then 3.
So it's 3. So to go 9. From a 6 to a 3 is a 9, so beat a 9.
Free one or 2 effort.
Yeah, I'm just pissed off that I rolled a 5.
You're going to get captured.
The swamps. Oh, your reroll?
Mm-hmm. 12.
All right.
This is important. We don't know what we're going to find in here. I don't want to go into a situation unprepared. Mm. So I'll spend the XP.
So you walk around, and there's a point at the edge of the... This is a swamp. Mm-hmm. So this is an actual, a dog lake. At this point, this edge of dog lake that you're at, there's a swamp. They call it a lake. It is a swamp. There's a certain part that's like a circular part. And this is on the swamp ground. And around this, there are dead fish and animals.
Okay.
And on this flooring, it is in the exact shape. Not a, if you were to look at the shape and size of the, because you studied that thing that you put your hands on for years. And it is the shape of that. Just not.
Wait, what is?
This empty area on the ground.
Oh, basically like something was there.
Something was there.
Is it the ground? Is it? Stone or is it
The ground
was dirt, like something was there, and then they
it's like it? Dirt, and something's been.
So there's an indention.
There was an indention there.
Okay.
But something that piques your attention is that there's unnaturally like just dead fish and animals.
I'll scan that area.
It is hot with Numenera. It is hot with like
like temperature wise.
No. I mean hot.
It's like a hot mess of Numenera.
No, it's like a. This is like your foray almost into the data sphere. Mm-hmm. There is something here that is unnaturally ancient, unfathomable in its complexity.
History will help me at all, or Numenera in history will help me, maybe?
No, roll me just a straight d20 check. This is just kind of your... Okay. It's fine.
Dose.
Do. You scan the area, like you sit down, you look around, and this is what I'm giving you because you get a good reroll and you spent an XP to do it. It's almost like you're looking at the area that should be that device that sent you here.
Okay.
You know that for a fact. But everything, but also this area, it's like it's not going away. This is an area that a month from now, 2 months from now, this will still be like a glowing area that you can recognize as a nano of just like Numenera magic that's around it, but it's much more now. Like it is, it's like it's ready to pop at any moment.
Now you said previous to the fight that after the rest I could have recharged that viewer.
Sure.
I want to look around this area specifically over the last year of what was going on.
Okay, so you recharge the viewer and you're looking at the last year. Mm-hmm. You see last year.
It's within a year. So
within a year.
Even within like 2 weeks ago, I'm basically fast forwarding the video and seeing what I can find. I have 10 minutes to look at this, so I'm it's not really like, don't think of it like a videotape. Think of it like,
I know. You're, it's like a
wash of memory.
A wash of memory. Mm-hmm. This won't be perfect, but it's what you're going to see. You're going to see the device.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
It appears. Like it comes up from the ground and appears.
In the same spot where this indention is.
This was last year. Mm.
This is the thing from my past. The exact thing.
The exact thing. And it embeds itself there, and then it just looks like it's always been there. It has a look of something ancient. Look of something just... every bit like you've seen it before. I'm going to show you a picture. This is what you see.
Okay, so it just kind of erupts from the ground.
It erupts from the ground. And with no clear indication of where a door is, one does open. And you see four hooded people coming out. Mm-hmm. And they are scanning the area. They're taking notes. One guy has a notebook and is taking notes. And they have with them a cart that they are moving out. And then you see about 2 days later they come back. There are people on this cart along with goods, and they go in. But before they go
in where?
They go back into this device.
How many people go into this? Just the four?
The four plus the cart of two people. There is two unconscious people in the cart. This was a year ago.
Wait a minute, let me see that picture of the thing again. They all fit in that. Okay.
It's bigger on the inside.
Yeah.
Does it?
That's something that is curious to you. They seem to be going in, and then when the doors open, it is just darkness within. Pure darkness.
And after they go in, I assume the door shuts?
Yeah. Something very important, though, is before they go in, there is a ritual that takes about 30 minutes. They stand before the door. They do all... You can't hear what's going on, can you? Can you hear what's going on?
Audio.
Okay. They're speaking in like, English, basically, but it's all kinds of... it's all in cult tongue, just like... Like, may the sacred sun follow our light and guide our path. May the Norax guide us to where we need to go. Norax. You've heard that word. You guys had a code name for the project you were working on. Code name, Norax. Elaborate. Very elaborate, like, ritual they were doing. And one guy takes out a key. A large device. And it has on it different buttons. He presses a button. He puts it on the side, into the side of the Norax, and the door's open. He takes the key, puts it back into his robes, and they all walk through.
And I don't recognize what this key, I've never seen it before.
Never seen this key before.
Okay, so now that's why it's the door. Does the thing sink back down?
Sinks right back down. And actually it doesn't sink right away. It sinks down about 3 days later.
Is it a slow process? This is, might sound stupid. Is it a slow
when it
process?
Sinks, it is fast. And there's a bit of electricity, and it just... Like Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, when the telephone booth just leaves.
Okay, so it doesn't physically go in the ground. It's more like electricity, like a portal almost, like it sucks it in.
These are all theories.
No, it's what it, that's what it looks like.
That's what it looks like.
It doesn't look like sand's covering
no,
it.
No, I mean, down. There's the earth shaking around it, but you're surmising it's probably the electricity and just the force of whatever Numenera.
Now, when it came up, did the ground around it, around the general area of it, did it crack at all?
Oh, it cracked. It rippled. It weighed. It caused a little bit of the swamp around.
Does it look like there's a bigger structure underneath it?
I mean, you already spent the reroll and you're searching the area. It seems like the ground underneath this is just ground.
Does this area look familiar?
This
like
area?
Like the terrain. Like, let's say back in my past, would this have been...
Let's
this
roll a story d20. Let's see. An improv d20.
12.
12. That's above a 10. When you guys were studying your Norax, it was in the same kind of swampy type area. It wasn't this area, or you would have recognized this area.
Over how many years has it been?
For you, it's been 100 years.
Okay.
Hundreds, maybe. You don't know.
I'm basically just like, is this
you've
a
always
stationary fucking object?
What?
And just the surroundings change around it. Is this the same area I was in, just without the building?
Oh, years that's what you're asking.
Yeah.
But
also that.
Okay.
Since you were divulging it.
We're going to cut back in. And you know what? You're looking around. You're actually angling your head around. You're like, wait. It's all coming back now. Because there are parts of your memory that just seem to be fried from your entire endeavor from your past life. Yeah, this was what you studied. In fact, Jute, that sounds familiar. Maybe that wasn't the city you were from. Maybe it was. You do remember that you guys were studying something in a remote area and you had to just build a city to basically start studying this thing, this phenomenon.
Right. Okay. Then, shit. Okay. Well, I will take that information that I've gotten. And I will continue scouting for any dangers that we'll have to look for.
You will see. I will say this, without going too much further into the swamps, there is something lurking in the swamps. You can sense, like, your danger. Spidey's senses are tingling. This isn't like a cultist. This is like there's a creature in the lagoon, kind of.
I don't ever see this, do I?
You don't see it, but you see the telltale signs of a hunting kind of predator animal that's around this swamp. Doesn't seem to have caught on to you yet, you feel. But it's here.
Alright, then I will zip back over to Jute.
Alright.
And
at this point, we'll say it's starting to become nightfall. You guys can have a drink at the tavern if you'd like. /inn/the only place in town to do such a thing.
I want to say this. Every time I have a chance to rest, I want to try to recharge that thing. You can tell me if it's just expended or if I have to roll a percentile dice if I have more batteries for it.
Sure. You're a hoarder. You don't want your stuff.
No, it's just useful. So under 75.
What is that?
It's a 99.
It explodes. You cannot revive it. It is now dead stuff. Let's set the tone. It is... Nighttime is now falling. A lot of the farm workers now coming into the bar. Probably you're at too, like just kind of hanging out. Kelly, the local kind of cipher hunter lady that you met, she's at the bar too, kind of talking to you, and you guys are maybe going off on talking about your adventures and such. She's pretty well adventured.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'll pop in there. Hey, Pierce.
Harold, what'd you find?
Well, there's something out there that we should be aware of. Not sure what it is yet, but I get the sense it's predatory. So when we go there, we're going to have to keep a keen eye.
Noted.
I found it.
I found what sent me here. Or at least where it was, or where it where it comes from.
Really?
Where it is now. The area is where I was at when all this happened. Our old research facility is in that, was where that swamp is.
Interesting. Are these the same people?
I didn't recognize them. They were robed. I saw into the past. Oh, by the way, that's broken now. Can't use that again. I saw into the past. They were all hooded. I couldn't really tell what was going on, but they did bring unconscious people into this object, and I describe it to you. The structure. It appears the structure itself very well is stationary in whatever time it's in. Back when I was me, it was the same area, just different things around it. There was a building there. There's no building there anymore. They opened it with some device, some, I'll call it a key, but it had buttons on it. So it's probably some sort of, it was just some sort of device that opened. The object had a door that did not have a door when we were looking at it.
From your perspective, they did put the key into some kind of
hole
of some sort.
Okay.
So it wasn't wireless.
I thought you said they hit a button. And
they hit a button when they did that.
Gotcha.
What was the...
There's a key for it. The thing is, this thing did not have a door when we were in my past. Has a door now.
Interesting.
And barely fits six people to being unconscious.
What was the lady's name, the adventurer?
Kelly.
Kelly. She's kind of in the, like, sitting at your table, just kind of like, that is so interesting.
Kelly, do you know anything that maybe hunts in that area? Any kind of creatures that we should be aware of?
The Varrakith.
Old greasy.
Varrakith. What can you tell me about this Varrakith?
We don't go around the Varrakith. Around this time is when it breeds and hunts. It is large, and it has taken a few of our farmers. We don't quite know exactly when its seasons are, but if you sense that, it's definitely here. We don't go around Dog Lake at this time for two reasons. The Varrakith and the Sacred Sun.
What does the Varrakith eat? What is its, just anything and everything?
Whatever it finds.
Are you saying it's one creature, or is that the type of creature it is?
It is one creature. Once it eats, it leaves. Once it feeds enough, it leaves.
Seen this before.
I've seen it. And that's why I do not go by Dog Lake.
Can you describe it?
She describes a creature, it's best described as like a giant insect. It has six legs that these legs also can double as like a bony spears, and it has a big maw that can open up and it can bite through you, that kind of thing. She describes it, and you can...
Oh, fucking hell. That's terrifying. So that's a man, so that's how big it is. That's a normal size man. That's not a pier size man.
Shit. It is terrifying. We avoid it as much as we can.
Oh, we should have kept that mech. What? What else do you know about it? Habits? I assume you don't know of any weaknesses it has.
It has no weaknesses that I'm aware of.
Has anybody fought it and lived?
Me. But I fought it and ran.
Do you think that maybe there's something around here that maybe would help us trap it?
I could hold it in place for an hour if I sneak up on it.
We need a Broxen.
She looks over. Hey, Tony. There's a big old guy. Big mountain of muscles guy. Looks up and says, yeah? How much for your Broxen? 5 shin. You can have Betty. Five shin.
So, oh, by the way, I didn't see the cant for the Sacred Sons at all. Okay. Let's make sure. Just saw that one error. Got it.
Tony, I'll give you 10 to help us out.
Oh, how can I help? Yeah. Scanners up over.
And he's picking his teeth. He has a big old straw hat.
Oh.
Sleeveless shirt, showing his old big old muscles. Yeah. How can I help this you fellas?
This is the Douglasville of Numenera.
I want you to help me bring this Broxen over to Dog Lake.
I'm out. Starts walking.
15 shin.
He stops.
On top of the 5 for your Broxen.
He's picking his teeth. He's looking up.
Seem like you might be able to handle yourself. 15 shin is a generous offer.
15 shin, huh?
And I'll buy you a Shoney's ale.
Well, when in Shoney's, you have the ale. That's for sure.
When do you guys make a perception check on Shoney? Or Tony?
I'll do it since I'm interacting with him.
It's a difficult one. 4. 4 step. So, 12. Difficulty.
I can read it.
Even with my lies and trickery, it would still be a 12.
Okay. Let's do a 9.
9. 4.
He's hoping you don't find out something. Something about who he is.
Okay.
Beat a 9.
On top of my intelligence bonus, would that be a 6?
Okay, let's do a 6.
15.
Tony is what you call a mutant.
Mm-hmm.
And Tony's been hiding from civilization. See, Tony used to be a bit of a brute in his past. Completely reformed now, but he will run if he feels like he's going to be found out for his mutant abilities.
Can I tell what his abilities are? Is he shape-shifting to something more? Because if he's a mutant...
His big old arms that you see?
Mm-hmm.
Right now, you can tell that he probably pays for some kind of special cream or something that makes it what it looks like. Those arms are probably tentacles of some sort. So he's like a mutant outlaw, hiding.
He's a brute, is he?
Yeah.
Tough?
He's pretty tough.
I'll scan him. What level is he?
He is a level 4 person. That's pretty tough.
You going to convince him to come along with us somehow? Since I failed my role?
Tony?
I'm already giving him 20
shots. You want to come here for a second? Let me talk to you.
He eyes you suspiciously. I like it out in the open. You know what I mean?
All right. Well, don't you get tentacles all in a ruffle here. We're just talking.
His eyes go wide. All right, son. Why don't we take this to that secluded booth over there that happens to be here. And Shoney's Tavern.
You still want a Shoney's ale?
Hell yeah, I do. You're buying.
I got you. Not the figure of speech, by the way.
The buying part?
No.
Because you're buying.
That's fine.
He sits down at the secluded booth. He drinks beer. It's like, what's your game, son?
Need help. You seem to like it around here, and,
it's well enough place to hide.
You seem to want to keep it that way. We're offering to pay you.
I'm still going to give you that 20 shin. I want to try and, what was the name of that creature again?
The Varaketh.
I want to try to, attract and kill this Varaketh, or trap it at least. And I need some muscle. And a Broxen.
My little secret.
Stays secret.
Stays secret, right?
I don't know what the secret is, but sure.
Okay, strangers. Thank you for listening and paying me in time. Because that's the most valuable thing you have. Anyways, on with the news. So don't hold your breath, but I am getting some YouTube ideas and thinking of putting Loot and Dagger out on YouTube. Doing some show ideas, but also some side things, just some general
whatnots that I would like to bring into action. And as soon as they are brought into action, you'll know. But you won't know unless you're a Facebook friend or Twitter friend. I don't know. Does Twitter, do you consider Twitter friends when you follow someone on Twitter? I don't know. But we will tweet this and you'll know. Outside of that, stay tuned because I'm about to release some more pictures of the next exotic set piece for Season 4's D&D game. And I am excited about what's going to be happening in the future. I'm actually looking into making Season 6 a Shadowrun game. Let me know your thoughts on that. And let me know your thoughts on anything. Because I like to hear what you have to say. Or see it. I don't hear you because you're talking to me. That means, you know, just have a nice night or day.